just a bunch of white trash. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sure is, boy.
Yeah,
what's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Sure is, boy. Hey, Regis. What are you doing this weekend?
You know, Gelman loves that when you inject the meat. He loves injecting the meat.
And, you know, I think Regis can get into being, like, the surgeon today.
Yeah, I'd like to inject Gelman. But anyway, I like rape.
Finally out of the closet.
9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, the 9-11 of fun. We said it. That's why I wrote it down. Now here's Buzz once again. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz in his Jordache jeans and his Ensure.
Don't ask. I'm just all kinds of conflicts, aren't I? Don't ask this 39-year-old Seattle man how the date ended. About a month ago, this guy spent a night smoking pot and banging a hooker.
You don't want this guy. This guy.
In the morning, she took a bath and he headed for 7-Eleven. When he got back 20 minutes later, she was dead. The guy freaked out. He put ice in the bathtub to keep her fresh while he could think. Finally, he called his boss, and although it took a few days, the boss was finally able to talk the guy into calling the cops. Police have not released this guy's name because they believe his story. They
Michael Hughes.
He is not a murder suspect.
Michael Todd Hughes.
I need you to get down here. I don't know what to do. I put some ice in the tub and
Señor Hughes from El Zol.
Buenos dias. Como esta? Muy bien. Gracias. Y tú.
Quoting one cop, why add insult to injury? When Brenda, age 57, found out that her partner David, age 59, was doing a 45-year-old female colleague, she didn't just get mad.
How old were these people, Buzz?
The couple, together, they're both in their late 50s.
Oh, so they drink Ensure.
And there it is. The other woman, mid-40s.
Mm-hmm. She drinks not Ensure.
She drinks Tang.
Brenda didn't just get mad. She got even for 3 years.
I'm sorry. I said she drinks not Ensure.
She drinks not Ensure, she drinks.
Bizarro. Me love you, Lois.
Younger she is.
Me am Superman with backwards S.
So for 3 years after finding them together, Brenda sent hate mail to this woman, Anne, and Brenda damaged Anne's car. And then Brenda did something that finally prompted British authorities to step in.
What's that?
She put itching powder in David's underwear. Because of that, a judge has ordered Brenda to serve 6 months community service and stay away from Anne and David, who are now married.
It is a shame. It is a disgrace. It is embarrassing.
A lot of guys, I guess, go for 3 years without a girlfriend, but this guy will do so by court order.
How you doing, Matt the Pollock? I want to say hi to our brand new intern, Matt the Pollock.
Getting ready for his big weekend.
In Canada.
He's going to meet his new girlfriend this weekend in Baltimore.
Yes. I bet he is.
At the Gay Pride Parade.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, a 24-year-old man has been ordered not to have a girlfriend for the next 3 years. A judge made that order. Stephen Cranley of Ontario just can't handle a breakup the way the judge sees it. Dependent personality disorder, they call it. Steve's just been convicted of assaulting the last girl who tried to dump him before stabbing himself in the neck. Any advice for this guy, Don, about girls and trains?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
They're just like bottles of Ensure. As soon as you drink one, there's another one on the shelf.
Amen, brother.
Well, that's not how it goes. Is you push them in front of the train, isn't it?
Yes, that's what you do on Father's Day.
That's right.
Rob's version.
The water is so hot.
Take a shower, Gary.
Sorry, dear.
In Naples, Italy, police have shut down a mafia-run radio station they say was sending coded messages to wise guys in prison. Sometimes messages to the whole mob.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Police say the messages were disguised as song dedications and requests. I'm guessing there was some Sinatra. This illegal radio station was switched off by authorities during a crackdown that arrested 54 people on charges of drug trafficking, extortion, and murder.
How you doing? This is Al-Qaeda. I want to send this one out to Phil Leotardo.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
How's your head?
Among the items seized, video surveillance systems, 7 armored vehicles, and, of course, a radio station that I'm guessing still plays Sinatra.
Wow. W-W-O-P.
And finally,
W-W-O-P.
When animals attack.
Okay.
In Berlin, a squirrel went on a rampage and attacked 3 people. First, the squirrel invaded a house and attacked a 70-year-old woman from behind, biting her hand.
There it is.
She ran out into the street trying to shake off the squirrel that refused to let go. Once it finally went flying, it ran into another house and bit a construction worker on his hand and arm. He knocked it free with a yardstick. And then the mad squirrel was off to a garden where a 72-year-old man was attacked on the hand, arm, and thigh. It was the gardener who finally ended the reign of terror by bludgeoning the squirrel with his crutch.
Yeah.
And a bottle of Ensure.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. No, no, tell me it ain't true.
It is true.
Oh.
That's the good news. We'll be back on Monday.
Very good.
With the all-new show, we'll see you then. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Love you, freedom, bar, and Indian. We'll see you on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, head.
Head.
Oh, hold on. Buzz.
Good day to you, sir.
Curly head.
Yeah.
Balding head.
Look at me. I'm credible.
Look at me. I'm Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.